Hi. So the most common reason I like to listen to hypnosis files and let myself drop is because I am craving a nap or a mental break of some kind. It's probably very common, actually. I don't know if the majority of hypno sluts are in it to get off or just because it's so nice to let yourself go and drip down. I'm very new to the scene, as you're aware, and so there hasn't been too much interaction for me yet, unfortunately, but I am always on the lookout for more and developing my kinks and my friendships. So I imagine, since you're here listening to this audio, that you're in need of a mental break, a little nap, a little pick-me-up. Oh, of course you are. And since you prepared to listen to this audio, I'm assuming you prepared by lying or sitting somewhere very comfortable, very safe, somewhere you'll be undisturbed for the next. I'm going to try to keep this to around 15 minutes, a nice nap length. So just relax your body. Let yourself sink into whatever comfortable position you are in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And out. And with every exhale, I want you to sink a little deeper. I want you to feel yourself get heavy and start to drop and drift. Down, 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 down. All the way. If it makes you feel nice, you can imagine you're wrapped up in my arms, warm and safe, leaning against my chest, your head nestled into the crook of my neck. That's nice, isn't it? Can you feel my breathing? The lift and fall of my chest. Lifting you up and then sinking down and letting you drift and drop. Can you feel my heartbeat into your back? Soft, rhythmic, comforting. Maybe that's your own heart. Or maybe it doesn't matter at all. What I want you to think about is how good this feels, how your body is sinking and growing heavy, and how you know that you deserve this and you don't have to worry about anything because you checked the timestamps. This is a short audio. It's perfectly acceptable for you to take this little nap. No one's going to bother you. No one's going to disturb you. And you are just going to let your mind drift away. So you don't need to worry about anything right now. You've been thinking all day, all week, all month. And now it is time for you to stop. Just stop. Stop thinking. You don't need to think about anything at all. Just let that pretty little mind drift away. I'm trying to take some of my own advice here and not worry too much about my words, because I know that whatever I say is just drifting in one ear and right out the other. It doesn't matter so much the words or the meaning behind that, just the fact that I am talking to you and giving you all of my intention, because that is what you are here for, isn't it? To hear me whisper sweetly into your ear, let you know that you are warm and safe and loved and protected and deserving of this little break. I'm trying not to let myself drop. I want to. It tugs at me. It just feels so nice. But I can't very well take care of you if I'm limp and helpless by your side now, can I? So let's just think about how your body feels right now. When I'm in trance, it almost is like a euphoria, like I feel giggly. And I usually don't laugh too much. But there's like a soft smile playing at the corner of my lips. Unless my jaw is completely dropped open and I'm drooling. But you can drool if you need to. It's too much effort to even close your mouth and you just want to let everything go. You can drool on me, that's fine. But I find it rather amusing when I'm completely dropped that I can't move. And you can't move, can you? I mean, you could. There's that little voice in the back of your head that's so very quiet right now. But if you wanted to... if you wanted to move, you could. I don't want to bring you out yet. So you're going to stay right here and you're going to stay soft and pliable and heavy and dropped and down and sinking. Dead weight on my chest. And isn't that nice? Knowing that you're protected. Knowing that you can relax and sleep. And breathe. And just be lying here on my chest. And I can lift a hand and gently stroke your hair. Can you feel that? Is it nice? Send tingles all through your body as I run my fingers up the base of your neck. And up your scalp. To the top of your head where I slide my fingers in between the hair and just... twist a little bit, pulling a little bit at your scalp, maybe just so slightly, ever so slightly arching your chin back, exposing that beautiful neck of yours. You want me to do that, don't you? Expose your pretty neck, so sensitive, so vulnerable. With you so dropped deep in trance right now, you can't do anything to protect it. Isn't that spicy? Isn't that sexy? That I can slide my hand down from the top of your head and let my fingers dance over your throat. Ever so slowly. Wrap my fingers around your throat just a little bit, just so you can feel it there. Or maybe slide my fingers up over your nose and your mouth, playing like I'm going to prevent you from breathing, but I won't. I'm far too sweet, and this is just a mental break, isn't it? And we're not being spicy, we're not being too horny right now. This is just for you to relax. Let me take control of your mind, take control of your body, because you don't need to right now. I just want you to be at peace. Euphoric. Bliss. Oblivion. Dropped. Because I know that's exactly where you want to be, isn't it? It's such a warm feeling. So cocooned. Almost like regression. Like you're back to being so young and vulnerable and impressionable and needing someone, needing mommy to hold you close and keep you safe. And I can do that for you right now, can't I? With your head on my chest and you're listening to my heartbeat and my breathing, feeling my warm, soft, firm breasts rise. Lift your head ever so slightly as I inhale. And then softly, slowly, oh, so slowly, and just a little bit sinking down as I exhale and dropping you deeper into trance. Oh, and it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, are you all the way down yet? When I get to the spot I really like, it's like my brain feels like this empty expanse meadow. Like if you're a gamer, the moon in Majora's Mask, It's just this beautiful open meadow. And there's that part of me that's conscious, and the part of me that can move, and the part of me that can stop this audio. Part of you that could stop this audio, and they're there, but they're so far away. And it's so warm and safe here in my arms, letting me embrace you and hold you and stroke you and caress you and worship you just the way you like. And it's so much easier to just let them stay far away. You can reach them if you really want to. For right now, it's just simple to let your arms be heavy and unmoving. Even if you want to move them, even if you feel like you might need to adjust. You can wake up a little bit and adjust if you need to, baby. You need to adjust, or are you so sunk down that you are completely still? Let's go back to playing with you. I was enjoying that. With you lying on my chest, looking so soft and sweet and innocent in this deep sleep, completely vulnerable. I could pick up your hands and flop you around like a marionette if I wanted, but as enjoyable as that might be, with just a little bit of that humiliation that you crave, knowing, liking the fact that you are completely under my control, that's not how I want to play with you. And I don't think that's how you want to be played with, is it? You were hoping that I'd be extra nice in this audio. Maybe run my fingertips down along your chest. Playing with the sensitive skin there. Enjoying the fact that you're not reacting to my touch. You may be feeling it. Quicken your heart rate just a little bit, or quicken your breathing just a little bit. Maybe you lick your lips or swallow, but you're not moving, you're not moaning, you're not doing anything. Maybe there's a low guttural growl in your throat. But I can't even hear it. You're so, so deeply sleepy. It's just easier to let it happen, isn't it? And my touch is so soft and so sweet and so delicate and dexterous all over your sensitive skin, that you just want me to keep going. You're desperate for it, aren't you, my sweet little pet? You want me to keep going, to keep touching you? Slide my fingers down along your torso and along your belly where it's so soft and sensitive. And speaking of sensitive, I know this is a place where a lot of people are concerned, and I want you to know that you are absolutely beautiful and I love every part of you. I love running my hands over the flesh of your belly, around those special and necessary and healthy organs are kept, because you are a fully functioning human, and I love that about you. At least fully functioning most of the time, right? But not right now. Right now you have been reduced to your most simplest and softest and easy to play with form. Almost like a toy, how I can pet you and stroke you and pose you and play with you, and you just allow me, like a limp little rag doll. My sweet little rag doll. Like that. Maybe I would slide my fingertips back up your torso and up your neck, that soft, sensitive neck. The one where you like me to kiss and to suck and to bite at when you're awake, but you're asleep. Sleep right now. Oh, fuck. Maybe I'll slide my fingertips up over your mouth and gently work my way in between your lips. Since you're so obedient and soft for me, I'll just drop your jaw for me a little bit, won't you? Let me play with your tongue. Let me worm my way into your most sensitive and delicate personal parts. Because you want me to. Because you want me to have complete control. And you want me to know that I have your complete trust to do absolutely anything I want to. Because you know I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm only here to cause you pleasure and to help you drop deeper and deeper. Almost to the place where you feel like you have to be conscious of your breathing. Or maybe it only feels that way. You'll breathe. You're still there. You're not going to drift away that far, are you? Oh, no, of course not. But there's a little bit of a little thrill in that, isn't there? The thought that you could just drift away forever. But maybe it's a bit too much of a thrill. A little bit too intense. So let's go back to how I was playing with you. How nice my fingers felt dancing along your skin. And how soft and pliable and warm and sweet you were for letting me touch you like this. And with you wrapped up in my arms like this, I have full access to your whole body, don't I? Can reach down to your thighs and squeeze and grip and pull at the flesh there. Oh, you don't move. Maybe your toes twitch. I love watching that. You know how much I like feet. Do you know why I like feet? I like feet because it's almost never faked. So if I'm watching someone be pleasured or masturbate or fuck or sucked or anything, I watch their toes because the way their toes twitch is involuntary. And I get to truly see exactly how much pleasure they're experiencing. And I find that very sexy, very erotic. So, my sweet little pet, if you were wrapped up in my arms and completely dropped down into trance and unmoving, except for a little twitch of your toes. Well, that would be just so sweet for me, wouldn't it? And your thighs are nice to play with, but it's not where you want my hands, do you? No, they're so close. They're so close to that sweet, precious spot between your legs. You want me to touch you there, don't you? Oh, you sleepy head, you're so deep you can't even respond to me. Not coherently anyway, maybe a little wiggle of a little nod, a little moan. And exhale a little bit harder than the others. How bad you want my hand between your legs? I can do that for you, pet. And so if you have the capability right now, I want you to get your own hand between your legs. But if not, if that's a lot of effort and you just want to sit there, I just want you to think about it. I want you to think about the way my hand would feel. So it slides in between your legs where you're so desperately wanting. How much you want to buck your hips up toward me, but you can't. Because you're so deep down in trance that you can barely move. Oh gosh. If you tried really hard, maybe you could do a kegel for me. But you're just desperately hoping that I keep my hand here, aren't you? Soft little circles around you. On where you're most sensitive. Just waking it up a little bit. The irony in that is this is the most awake part of you right now, isn't it? Everything else is so sleepy and so heavy and so deep down. Dark and drifting and heavy. But not this part. This part is like a bright light. The only part of you that's awake. Part of you that I keep touching, keep circling my fingers around, keep grabbing and tugging and rubbing and stroking and just making you feel so good. Oh, I feel so good the way my hands are down here, aren't you? Pleasuring you. Rubbing this clit or pulling at your cock and stroking and stroking and stroking and rubbing and playing and teasing. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I wonder if I can make you come like this. Can you come for me in trance? I don't want to give you any pressure, so why don't I keep talking about how I'm teasing you and rubbing at you and pulling at you and stroking and playing with you exactly how you like. And, oh, it feels so good. And it's so sexy because you know that you are so deep and all you are doing right now is being completely receptive to my touch. And you know what I think is sexy? particularly if I was in your shoes, I would think it is very sexy to know how little effort I'm expending on making you feel this good. How easy it is for me to rub my fingers over your sweet, sensitive little spots just like this. And how it makes your toes twitch. The only part of you that's moving right now is those pretty little toes. Just a sweet little twitch. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? I feel you start to drip, get hard, get swollen. I know how much you like me touching you in these just soft little circles I'm making. These soft little strokes back and forth and up and down. Oh my goodness. Maybe your breathing is a little bit more shallow now. Or maybe it's a little bit deeper. Or maybe it hasn't changed at all. Because you were so, so deeply asleep that you just want me to keep going. And it feels so good. It feels so good between your legs. You just want to come. Oh, fuck. But I can't tell if you do. What a sweet little thing. Letting me play with you and toy with you however I like. But I think it's about time for your nap to be over. You ready to go back? There's a good, sweet little pet. I know how nice it is, how much you want to stay. But you can always come back. You ready? I'm gonna catch you up. Let's start at 5. You are deep, deep down, buried in darkness, buried in dirt, completely warm and safe and cocooned in this complete trance, and it feels so good and it feels so nice. But this is a temporary place. This is a fleeting emotion, and it is time to wake up. And 4, you are feeling yourself starting to come out of it. A bit more sensation in your limbs. They're a little less heavy, a little lighter. You can flex the muscles in your thighs and clench your toes and wiggle your fingers a little bit. 3. Your breathing is soft and refreshed, and you're feeling so nice, like you were coming out of a dream, and it was a wonderful dream, wasn't it? You loved being there. But this party, this waking up, this isn't sweet sorrow. You are happy. You feel so good. You have a smile playing on your lips. And 2, your eyes are starting to open maybe a little bit, but your vision is still foggy. You haven't focused on anything yet. And you feel so good and so relaxed and refreshed and ready to take on what you are. What's next on your list? You're just about there and we're ready. And 1. Up, 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 up. Good. Good, good job. Oh, you did so well for me. Such a sweet little toy to let me play with you like that. Was that fun, sweetheart? Oh. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You did very well, and I hope you absolutely enjoyed playing with me. And I hope whatever's next on your day, whatever you have to do now, you are ready to face it, refreshed and happy and relaxed. So have a wonderful day, my darling.